Monday night anything's a real pushing away spot.
Very nice topic. But I just realised as a friend of Shia that this Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. I thought we'd do Hilchos Tefillah, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So we could do the next, time, we'll do the one about Kiddush. Maybe we're, it's not very long, the one about Kiddush and Shabbos. And we need the revision of what we learnt last time also about making Kiddush before Shabbos and everything. Leave that, we'll do that better for next time. Let's just start now with Moshe's Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. Yeah. Shabbos. Let's have a look here. The first is there's a lock in Shulchan Aruch. It says that we say obviously Yal of Yovel obviously in all of Davening. That's the same halacha actually that as a normal weekday, and that is that if you forget it in Maariv, Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back to the Shemoneh Esrei. If you forget it for Shachris and Mincha, you do. Okay, so that's the halacha. And in benching also don't go back because as din Rish Chodesh, even though it's Shabbos, but mitzad Rish Chodesh, you don't have to have a bread meal. So therefore, if you missed out Yalav Yohu or Rish Chodesh, even though Shabbos needs a bread meal, but it's not a din in Rish Chodesh, a din in Shabbos. So therefore, if you missed out Yalav Yohu in benching, you do not go back. The Shabbos we're going to speak about tonight is halacha and Shulchan Aruch. So this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Chaf Hei Gimel. Wrong one here. So the Mechaber says here, Siv Gimel, Rish Chodesh Chol is Mishalzul, Rish Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Koel B'Musav B'Bracha Reviya Shabbos Rish Chodesh. You combine on in a Musav, Shabbos and Rish Chodesh. V'Chayisim, and you start, finish off, because Shabbos Yisrael Rosh Chodesh, that's what we do. So we start off, we change the Nusach, and we're Koel in Musav of Shabbos, which is Rish Chodesh, that's your Tzartah, we Koel everything to do with Rish Chodesh and Shabbos, and we finish off the Bracha, Mekadesh Hashabbos V'Yisrael Rosh Chodesh. That is what you're supposed to do. Now the question is, Rabbi, you said, what happens if someone made a mistake? Someone forgot to say Atiyat Tzartah. I mean, the Ma'aseh normally call it out, so I must tell you, we had this before already in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is, if at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, let's talk about a normal case of Rosh Chodesh. Forget about Shabbos for now. On normal Rosh Chodesh, they bang out before davening Yalav Yovel. So you have in mind to say Yalav Yovel. Then you daven Shemoneh Esrei, and after Shemoneh Esrei, you can't remember what he said Yalav Yovel. That's a question. So Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah adds in for the Merak Tzia that if you remember Zaman Mufluk, a long time after, the question is, what's that called? What's called Zaman Mufluk? Very hard to know. So certainly, if one's in the middle of after davening, there's no question about it. If someone's not sure after davening what he did, there's no question about it. Shai is when you finish Shemoneh Esrei. Is that also something? That's not clear. What's called a long time after? And that's really most of us forget from very, very, very quickly. So if you supposedly got a svara, if you started off saying, having a mind say Rish Chodesh, and then afterwards you got a svara whether you said it, there's a good chance that you said it, because you had in mind before davening to say it. So there's a good chance that in such a case there, maybe. The shayla is how long?
So why should the time make a difference? If there's a good chance because it called out Yalav Yovel, and therefore straight away you would say you did say, so what's the difference if it's straight away or if it's actually full of Tzia?
That's a good question, but the answer to that
it's
question
the
is...
the same?
No, because you should have remembered it. It was very shortly after you should have remembered it's the Yalav Yovel.
So He didn't think about it. I mean,
it's a big race of life. You can't remember when he said it. It's a short time afterwards. It looks like you did say it. I mean, after a certain amount of time,
the clock down. So therefore, the clock down.
That's one part of it. That's one part. But the thing is, at the end of the day, most people daven regularly what they normally daven. So it's a big rare cell. Even though you remember to say at the beginning, is there a good chance you did not say
it
because you're not?
Why doesn't time come into it?
I'm telling you because there's a big question. If I asked you a question, if you ask me a question, and a second later I ask you, what did you ask me? You remember, yeah?
Right.
Let's say someone's giving you a chance, and you ask the person a minute later what the person
said.
If after 5 minutes you ask the person what the person said, it's very possible to forget. That means the person can't remember always what went on. So here the other way, it could be that you said it, but as time wears on, it's forgotten about. That's a shiner. So I say it's very questionable what this man muflug means. How long is this time afterwards? Mm-hmm. And first of all, you should have to know some people take a long time to rest, some people are very quick. Some person from the time you're young, then the rest might take another 5 minutes. Is that cause one? That's a big question. So here, by Atiyot Sarto, you might have this topic as well, yeah? When a person says Atiyot Sarto, they call out and shoot Atiyot Sarto. They call it out. So it's like having in mind before Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to say it. Now, after Shmoneh Esrei, the Mishnah says somewhere that if a person is Masupuk, whether he said Atiyot Sarto or not, you have to assume he didn't say it. Because the regular run of the mill is that you don't say it on a Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos Bo Mosuf. But if they called it out and you had in mind to say it, that gets back into the topic. So you've got another question about what happens in such a case. The best thing, Rabbi, you have to remember, that's the best thing to do, you get some of the problems. That's definitely the best thing to do. So we're talking about now, so what's very simple, like what happens is a person, Shabbos Mosuf, person was meant to say the extra is Sofer. And he didn't. He started to come to Shabbos. So by mistake, he started saying to come to Shabbos over here, yeah? And in a minute he chaps himself. What? You don't have normally a base office on Shabbos, don't you? You don't have a base office on Shabbos. You don't have it normally. You don't have a base office on Shabbos. You're not going to have a shul on Shabbos normally in a base office. But here you're in a shul and you're supposed to say Atiyot Sarto, you start to come to Shabbos. Here it's quite simple. All the way through, from Tikkun to Shabbos, all the way through till Baruch Atah Hashem, the person realizes he's made a mistake, he just stops, he goes back to Atiyot Sarto. Very simple. So from Atiyot Sarto all the way through till Baruch Atah Hashem, before he said Hashem's name, till Baruch Atah is remembered, oh yeah, what have I done? Today's Rish Chodesh. Oh, he hears his friend next to him saying Atiyot Sarto. He should stop where he is, he goes back, and it starts from there, Kaseda. That's very simple. The problem is, once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, so someone started off Baruch Atah Hashem, and he started off having a man say Mekadosh Shabbos. But after saying Baruch Atah Hashem, he's realized that he's got it wrong. What should he do? So the first halach is, if someone realizes after Baruch Atah Hashem, we had this also before, Pashas, what you do is you finish off, in the middle of the main thing actually, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you say, Lam Deni Chukecha. That's the Pesukim to Tehillim. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lam Deni Chukecha. And then you go back to Atiyot Sarto. So it's like, it's not speaking the British Shmoneh Esrei, but it's like, to me, it's almost like a hefsek, really. Not everyone's so happy with this, but the Meisah, the Mishnah Berurah seems to rule in such a case where if you don't say Lam Deni Chukecha, you're going to have to start Shmoneh Esrei again, or whatever, you're going to have a problem. It's much better to say Lam Deni Chukecha and then go back to Atiyot Sarto. So that's rule number one. So you realize just after Baruch Atah Hashem, you should say Lam Deni Chukecha, and then you should say, go back to Atiyot Sarto. If he finished Mekadosh HaShabbos, so he said Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos. So now he can't do that anymore. So what does he do now? It's very interesting actually if he did that. So if he realizes straight away, Mami, straight away, within Tekele Dibur, he should say straight away, Mekadosh HaShabbos, oh, V'Yisroel, Rosh Chodesh. You just change it. You add on a little bit of a suffer. Oh, so what I was wondering about this, and now what do you do now? See, someone said,
why did you do that?
Why? Well, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos, and he's realized, oh no, I forgot to say Rosh Chodesh. So quickly, because within Tekele Dibur, so the halach is, according to many poskim, what you do is, you say straight away the extra words, Mekadosh HaShabbos, let's just find it here. And then, believe it or not, this was one right you can't remember to say. You missed out to yourself. You got away with it. It's a trick question. How can it be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh that a person does not say out to yourself? interesting why you don't go back, but it looks like once you've made the bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael, Rosh HaKadoshim, it's too late to go back now. Because what are you going to do? You're going to say it twice otherwise. If you would go back to Atiyat Sarsu, you'd have a problem.
Why?
What are you going to do now? You're going to say Atiyat Sarsu to start from the beginning and go right through. And what happens when you come to Mekadesh Shabbos? You say, again, Mekadesh Shabbos, Rosh HaKadoshim, that's a bit funny. You said that bracha already. So the Chayra, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, I must say, it's interesting. There was another shitter here which says, and he says, then you should add, not only that, but then you should add, because what are you missing, Rabbi Yisrael? You're still missing something quite major. What have you missed out? The Korbanos and Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. So it's very nice, you finish off the Shemoneh Esrei, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and Yisrael Rosh HaKadoshim, but you don't mention the Korbanos. So he says that you should add in, V'nase lefonecha korban Rosh Chodesh hazeh, and then say what say. So it's quite complicated in that case, yeah? Again, someone said, Baruch HaTorah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and he realized now that he's not said, it's meant to be Rosh Chodesh, he realized, we didn't take it, they did, so you quickly make a change, you go from Mekadesh HaShabbos, you saw Rosh HaKadosh, you add that in, and then you add in afterwards, V'naz telefonecha kovim Rosh Chodesh HaZeh, and then say what say. Just remember all that. That way, you cover yourself, you've got the Korbanos in, you've got the Korban in, Shabbos you anyway mentioned. Because when you said that, when you said to Kantor Shabbos, you mentioned about Korban and Shabbos. So Korban and Shabbos, you mean Yotze. The only thing you've not got is the Korban and Rosh Chodesh. So you've got no choice. You finish off Mekadesh HaShabbos, you saw Rosh Chodeshim, and you add in Menasa Fanecha, this bit over here, of Korbanos for them. You can't say anything, because you're after Baruch Atah Hashem. If you're just up to the question, if you're up to Baruch Atah Hashem and you realize you made a mistake, then you say, I'm doing Kecha. Yeah? If you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, you're too late. You can't go back now to I'm doing Kecha, because you passed those words. You and me? So that way you can't go back to I'm doing Kecha. It's only when you're up to Baruch Atah Hashem. Once you pass Hashem, you say Mekadesh already, you can't say Amdei Hakecha. So you say, you have to finish off Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, quickly within Tov Deidim, we add Yisrael Rosh HaKadoshim, and then add in this extra bit over here, what's the mix up here, and then carry on with saying. So you're right, so you missed out the whole Atiyat Sarto. In this case here, there's no other way, because you're stuck. You can't say Atiyat Sarto, so you're stuck. If Lamaisa, you realize your mistake after Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, but you've waited too long. It's not Tov Deidim anymore. So now you can't add in a Rosh HaKadosh because it doesn't connect. Oh, so what do you have to do then? No, you don't actually. It's interesting what you do. So what you do is, again, the verse of Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, and he's realized he's not said Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because you hear the next guy next to him says Rosh Chodesh. You know, the guy next to him is saying about Rosh Chodesh. He's really got it wrong. So what he does now is also, if he realizes after Yitzhak, he says now, after Hamakash HaShabbos, he says, V'naseh lefonecha kov Rosh Chodesh hazeh, and then he carries on to say.
Why come to go back to Yitzhak?
Because it's not necessary. If you don't need to say the whole Nusach HaBrocha, there's another way of doing it, then the Chay is like a Brocha Shein Tzuri, he shouldn't do it. It's very interesting, this person, his davening, has got no Mekadesh HaShabbos Rosh Chodesh. He's got Mekadesh HaShabbos, he waited a bit, he said, oh no, I've got Rosh Chodesh, so now, it's just interesting, he just adds in, a little bit over here, he adds in, V'naseh lefonecha korban Rosh Chodesh hazeh, and then he carries on at sea. So you've got now two scenarios where you're not saying in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Rosh HaKadosh. You've got one scenario in Atiyat Sarto. That's if a person realized after Mekadesh HaShabbos that he's not said Rosh Chodesh. But within Tov Deidim, he just says Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael HaKadosh, adds those words in, then he says, V'naseh lefonecha korban rotzon. If he's realized after Tov Deidim, so then, he doesn't say Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael HaKadosh because it's too late. He can't join that bracha anymore. It's finished. It's after Tekadei Dibur. So what he has to do is, he just leaves us Mekadesh HaShabbos, very Mekadesh actually, he leaves us Mekadesh HaShabbos, and he just adds in the words, V'naseh lefonecha korban Rosh Chodesh hazeh, and then carries on and say. I've always said it's best not to forget it. It's more complicated if you forget it. It's best not to forget it. Now, why was in the middle of Ritzay, you realise? He's passed through this, he's been through Ritzay. This also is a locker. Someone started Ritzay, Moishi, and he realised he's not set up to Yitzhak. That's Rishkayish. So another interesting locker is over here. If he says, if he's realised after Ritzay, if he says the words, V'hoshe Zabari Rebbe Secha, he should stop there in Rebbe Secha. Add in, V'nasa Lefonecha Kob Rishkayish Hazeh, and then carry on Rishkayish Yisrael. So you're just supplementing about Kav Musaf. There's nothing you could do now. You can't go back because it's too late. And there's another way of being stuck with it. Sorry? Yes, yeah, so that's the issue. Let me ask you something else. Let's say a person davens properly. Let's say a person davens Rosh Chodesh, after your tzalto, completely like normal. And then when he finishes the brach, he says, brach Hashem Mekash Shabbos only. Is that good? So the maximum says that's all right. Mishmur says, but ever that is okay. That case, if a person forgot to Messiah Rosh Hashanah, he davened. Mishmur was talking about where a person said the whole thing. Yeah, he said the whole of Rosh Chodesh davening, and when he finished off, he just said Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. And the Mishmur says, as far as I remember, there. Let's see if we can find it quickly. Where is it? Sif Gimel, I think it was Sif Gimel. Yes, right at the end here. So this is talking about a person he davened normally actually. Rosh Chodesh davening, and by mistake instead of finishing off Mekadesh Shabbos, he saw Rosh Chodeshim. He just finished off Mekadesh Shabbos. He's Yotzer. That's complicated. I'm not sure about Shabbos. Yontz might be better because Yontz is also called Shabbos. So Mekadesh Shabbos might also be better there by Yotzer. By Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is not called Shabbos, so that's worse. I think by Yom Tov it might be better, because Yom Tov is also called slightly Shabbos as well, so maybe it's better that way. Okay, so there, yeah? So I'm saying, that's what he does. So this is interesting. In the middle of Ritzay, he's realized he's not said, what do you call it? If he's not got up to, if he's just, he has not passed the words, he should add in, he should add in the words, V'nasa lefonecha kob and Rosh Chodesh hazeh, and then he starts to say again, starts to say. Yeah?
He gets a step further and he's after Moedim.
Oh, now, why would he realize, let's say before Moedim, let's say he's up to Baruch Atah Hashem.
Yeah.
Of Hamachaseh Shkenos HaTzion. And he's realized he's not said, so he's up to now, Sechazeno Inenu, and he's not said, he's before Baruch Atah Hashem, and he's not said, what do you call it? So he should say, there, V'nasa Lefonech HaKobon Rishchosh HaZeh, V'ishe Yisrael, V'sfilosto Meher B'Avskal Rotsu. Interesting. Mamish in the middle. Yeah? That's if you read this book, it's right. After Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachzik Shilas HaTzion, he has to say, I'm Deni Chokecho. Because there, you've got no choice. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem, just of HaMachzik Shilas HaTzion, and you realize you've not said Atzion Tzalto, so no choice, say, I'm Deni Chokecho, finish off that Pasuk, and then say, V'Nas Lefonecho Kom Rishkosh HaZeh, as I'm supposed to do. That way you've ended. There's nothing you can do. After Baruch Atah Hashem, let's say you said Hamachaseh Shchinoseh Letzio in already, then it's finished. That's too late. Now you have to go back to Atiyat Zalto.
Can't say Benasser.
No, you can't say Benasser. It's the end of that in already. So you pass your Musa part that you can see. After Hamachaseh Shchinoseh Letzio, it's like the end of that section. You now have to go back to Atiyat Zalto. That is it. That goes all the way through from Hamachaseh Shchinoseh Letzio until Elakai and Soy before Yilerotzin. If a person did Yilerotzin backwards, he says, he said the word Rotzin, and he realized he's not Sivati and Salsa, the starch from Esriki.
So that applies also to
one. So those are the rules, I boy say, yeah? So one has to be very careful not to get it wrong, yeah? It's very basic. Normally you can suck in it, but you've got serious problems if this happens after a Maxi Shadosa and Sian. So after a Maxi Shadosa and Sian, if a person does it, the only way to get back to it is to start from Atiyat Salsa again. And if he's finished Shmoni Esra Mamish, then he's got no choice but to start with Esrogi. If a person only realizes that, Rasul, I don't know, sometimes it can happen. Sometimes it happens actually. People have this, for example, on Shachus on Yalu, on Rosh Chodesh. They daven, right, to Halacha. There's someone daven Shachus Rosh Chodesh. Let's forget about Shachus for the time being. It's talking about a normal weekday. Daven Shachus Rosh Chodesh. Then he davens Musaf. And after Musaf, he realizes he's not said Yalu Yovin in Shemanesu.
What does he do about that?
And that's a serious problem. After you daven Musaf, can you go back for Shachris? So the Mishnah Berurah says, on a normal day, what you should do is, you should daven Shachris between the Dovah. Now on Shabbos, you can't do that. You can't do it for the Sodoma. But I think the Ik Halacha is, I can't remember what the Halacha is as far as I remember. I have to check out what happens. I can't remember what happens. Shabbos is more wrong because you can't make it for the Sodoma. So whether Mishabua says in such a case you do daven Shabbos, that's the Ik Halacha, or you can't. I mean, I can't remember what he says in that case. But that's an interesting question. All right, boys. Best is to remember what you're saying.
Oh,
all right, that's great. Good. Good.